Hey, I'm Stevie, and in the last few years, I have built a wildly successful seven-figure business selling courses and digital products. If you're looking to create, launch, and scale a flagship digital course, or maybe you already have an online course and you want me to spill my secrets, this is the podcast for you. I believe with Wi-Fi, a little strategy, and someone to show you the way, anything is possible. Let's do this. Want to know more about Launchpad, which is my 12-month high-touch group coaching program where I teach you how to create, launch, and scale your flagship online course? Head to steviesayssocial.com/launchpad now, and I'll give you access to a free training where I break down the entire strategy for a profitable, sustainable online course business, and you'll learn all about the program as well. That's steviesayssocial.com/launchpad. I want to create an online course because I want passive income. Have you heard that? Because I definitely have. They don't say it like that, but I've definitely heard it. I am an online course person, and of course, it is one of the big misconceptions in the online course world, and also one of the reasons why people dive in, right? And so in this podcast episode, what I want to talk about is why online courses are definitely not passive income and why I think they're the bomb diggity anyway. Okay, so I'm in a bubble, right? I get on Facebook every single day, and because I teach people how to create, launch, and scale an online course, I get all of the course gurus ads, right? So I get them served to me, and the messaging in some of them is, on the lighter end, really annoying, and on the heavy end, I think it's misleading and deceptive, to be quite frank, because even though online courses, I think, are one of the best business models out there, it is why I teach it, it fundamentally transformed my own life, it is not passive income, okay? So here's what I see. Now, I have Launchpad, which teaches people how to create, launch, and scale an online course. And in order to join, because it's a 12-month group coaching program, there is a application form. Now, it's just two questions, but it is amazing how telling those two question answers are when they come through, right? Now, the first question is, what are your goals? And we very intentionally structure that question in an open-ended fashion because we have acceptance criteria that we assess our applications against, right? So there's criteria that are kind of like a hell yes when they answer with certain things. It's a hell yes, they are right for the program. We can help them create, launch, and scale their course, or if they already have one, we can help you improve it, evergreen it, whatever their goals are, right? There are some criteria that mean we will sometimes accept someone if they don't meet all of the criteria that we set, but we see a potential in them and we've got a whole set of criteria around that, right? And then there are some criteria that are a hell no. Now, those criteria are, you know, if the course or the person doesn't align with our values, there's a few other things, but one of the big ones is that if anyone mentions passive income, right? So I'm talking about passive income in the sense of I'm going to set up an online course and then I'm going to sip pina coladas on the beach. That is a hard hell to the no from us. And honestly, if that is you, like if you are like, oh, I actually thought that online courses was my ticket to sipping the pina coladas on the beach in Jamaica, or wherever in the world you are, Hamilton Island, because Australia, we cannot leave because of the border closures, right? I digress. But if that is you, what I actually recommend is just getting into crypto on a bull cycle, right? And staying the hell away from online courses. Because if you think that you can make money in your sleep without doing a drop of work, you have been sipping the Kool-Aid, and there is a lot of Kool-Aid out there online. And courses, quite frankly, listen to me. I am the trusted source here. They are not for you, okay? Any guru that is willing to tell you that it is 100% passive income is selling you a pipe dream. And I want to be very, very clear about that. But it is not all bad news, okay? So there are many, 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 many appealing upsides to online courses as a business model. And so I want to give you three of them. And I want to separate the fact from the fiction. If you've been thinking about creating a course, or if you've got one and you're wondering why it's not working for you, and you're wondering, okay, cool, I kind of got into this thing because yeah, I get that passive income isn't a thing, but I wanted a version of it. I want to tell you exactly what you can expect. Okay. So here goes. Number one is that online courses allow you to choose your hard, right? So what do I mean by that? Basically, if you are a service provider or you're a freelancer or anyone that kind of swaps time for money, you're probably feeling like you're in a little bit of a jam most of the time, right? So you're good at what you do, you've got clients. And in fact, because you're good at what you do, you have too many clients and you're at capacity and you're starting to question, okay, I started this business for more time. I wanted to spend time with my family. I wanted to do all of that sort of thing. But somehow I just ended up with this like completely chock-a-block calendar and I can't make any more income because I don't have any hours left in my day and my prices are kind of at that market rate and I can't go any higher and I don't know what to do. Right? So that is one type of hard, right? You're working all of the time. You are basically doing the same thing over and over. It's hard. Okay. As a business model, a service business requires hours. Okay. So either that is going to be your hours in the form of you sacrificing your non-work time or hiring staff, okay? So if it's not your hours, it's going to be you're going to hire people and you're going to use their hours and you're going to build an agency or a company model, right? Especially if you're a freelancer, you've kind of got to have more people than just you yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with that as a business model either. That is all about choosing your hard once again. If that is what you want, go for it, right? But let me tell you, as someone that is currently doing that myself in the form of a coaching business, right? Service-based business model. It's not easy. It's hard. It's really, really hard. It's a lot harder than my previous business model, which was online courses. You're dealing with humans and emotions. You're dealing with profit margins, cash flow, all of the things. It is about choosing your hard, right? And so depending on who you are, and this comes down to a fair level of self-awareness, right? You need to think about what it is that you want. And this is kind of where online courses come in. So basically, an online course isn't passive income in any way, shape, or form. It requires hard work, okay? Especially at the start. So you need to create your offer, then you need to create your course and all of your course materials, and then you need to create all of your marketing assets, so your funnel and your webinar and all of those sorts of things. And all of those things take time, right? So you're not going to be sitting on a beach sipping pina coladas in your first few kind of weeks or months of creating your online course, especially if you're kind of muddling your way through it, right? So I actually, for my first online course, went to Bali for a couple of months and I thought it was going to be like, yes, this is amazing. I'm in Bali. But I ended up kind of wasting a whole lot of time. But then towards the end, I started creating the course and I was like, wow, this is, you know, this is time consuming, right? And I was doing it with no prior experience. It was a completely new business model. I didn't have the templates and all of the things that my Launchpad guys have. And so I was very much doing it from scratch, right? But here is the thing. If you're kind of like, okay, don't want to do it, I'm out. Once your stuff is set up and it's validated, and so what I mean by validated is that you have an offer that you know people want, so it converts with paying students, and you have a funnel, so a way of selling your course that is set up with what is called a predictable conversion rate. So you know that for, you know, 100 people that go through that funnel, 3 of them purchase, right? Then it becomes a maths game and all of the hard work is done. And this is what I really love about the online course model. especially if you take my advice and just have one flagship course and you don't get distracted by shiny objects and decide, I'm going to create a shop with templates and or I'm going to create a million kind of smaller courses. I cannot underestimate how much that is a bad idea. And I do have a podcast episode a few back on that. So I highly recommend you go back and listen to that if that's kind of where you're heading. So I completely forgot where I was just at, but basically it's leveraged, right? So before I went down that rabbit hole, what I was trying to say is that you're not doing what I used to do, essentially, right? So I used to teach Facebook ads to people at one stage. And so I would have amazing clients and I would do 2-hour sessions and I would teach them Facebook ads. And so I would go from one session where I would be teaching Facebook ads, generally the exact same thing. Then I would drive to the next session and I would teach the exact same thing. And then I would drive to the next session. And anyone that does that kind of coaching one-on-one work will know that it's energetically very draining. And it also gets really tedious when you're kind of repeating the same thing over and over and over again. And it's hourly based. Okay. So I was billing my expertise and my knowledge by the hour. So as opposed to that type of service-based business model, an online course allows you to package all of that up. Is it hard work up front? Yes, but then it is leveraged. And this is the big thing, okay? So you can sell an infinite number of them and you can impact people at scale. And one of the big things that we teach in Launchpad is designing an offer that enables you to do that, because it can easily be easy to fall down a rabbit hole where you don't do that. And it kind of goes against the whole premise of online courses in the first place. And you've kind of done all of the hard work once to build everything. And then it just becomes this process of marketing and continual optimization. So it's hard work up front for leveraged income later on. So it's basically you're setting up your future self, right? So if you decide in 6 months or a year that you want to do that, it's not like it's going to happen straight away in 6 months or a year. You need to start now to reap the benefits in 6 months or a year. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, okay, I'll do it later. I'll think about this later. It's like, no, you actually need to make the time now. You need to choose your hard, right? And you need to make the decision to start now, all right? So if you're currently a service provider at the moment and you're listening to this, it almost means that you have a decision that you can't really just keep putting off, because not making a decision is also a decision. So, you know, you can decide that you're going to continue at max capacity and you can, you know, spin your wheels and you can keep doing the same thing with a cap on your income. That is one type of hard. And I'm saying choose your hard. You can keep doing that if you want to do that. Or you can say, okay, I'm going to raise my rates and I'm going to, but you'll hit a ceiling eventually with that as well, right? Or you could say, okay, no, I'm going to hire some people and I'm going to build an agency and I'm going to grow that way. Now, that is another kind of hard, choosing your hard, right? Or the third option is that you can intentionally create room in your diary, because the work won't do itself, right? To create all of the assets for a course that you can sell in a leveraged way at scale without capping out on time. So it's hard work once, and then it's a commitment to continually filling that funnel with leads, and you can do that with your time or with your money. There's lots of different options. And it's leveraged income at scale. But the clincher is you still have to do the work, right? So it's not passive income. The work is not going to do itself. And one of the big things that we do in Launchpad is we make sure that our clients literally block out time for Launchpad in their diary, just like they would a client, right? It is just as important as their client work. They need to prioritize themselves. They need to prioritize their own goals and their own aspirations. And if they don't do it, then nobody will, all right? Now, we'll follow up on their due dates and things like that, but the work will not do itself. Is it worth it? 100%, my opinion, of course. 100% it is worth it. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. If you've ever thought about creating and launching your own online course, but you felt overwhelmed with all of the tech options, I want to share with you the all-in-one solution that I use to manage just about every single aspect of my online course business. That tool is 10X Pro, and they are currently offering my listeners, you, a 30-day trial for just $1 plus some very special bonuses that you won't get anywhere else so that you can test it out yourself. To get started, head to steviesayssocial.com/10xpro. That's the number 10x for xylophone pro. Enjoy. So the second reason that online courses are not passive income, but I think they're the bomb diggity, is that they allow you to impact at scale. So I don't know if you've ever thought about your legacy. I know we're getting deep here, but you know, what I mean by that is like the real impact that you want to make in the world and how you actually want to serve people. Because when I first started my business, I knew that I had this deep burning desire inside of me to do more, but I wasn't quite sure how to channel it. And so, you know, I left corporate, went into a business, and that is a huge leap in and of itself, right? It means that you have tenacity and it means that you have determination and it means that you're ready to back yourself. And so it's a huge step. And so for me, I started working with small businesses to help them get more clients using social media. But then I really quickly booked out, which often happens if you're good at what you do, right? And so I got to this point where I had a waiting list of clients and I was working hard and kind of burning out on the clients that I did have and not really giving people my all, right? And so the reason why I decided to switch my business model was because I also had a podcast, this podcast. And I could see how I was impacting many, many, many more people with the content that I was producing on the podcast week in and week out. And literally every day I would get messages in my DMs and in my inbox about how I was helping people, like these really long, like gushing messages of gratitude. And I wasn't being paid for that, right? So I was doing my one-to-one work and then I was impacting these people with the podcast. And I was like, you know what? There's a disconnect here because the podcast is filling up my waiting list and I can't help all of these people. And a lot of these people that are contacting me couldn't afford my one-to-one services anyway. And so I needed to package everything up. And so that's where an online course came into it for me. And maybe it's where an online course might be coming into it for you, right? So, you know, basically my point is when it's done the right way, it allows you to impact more people and do it in a really leveraged way that service work can't, as well as serving people that are a completely different market to your service work. The done for you guys are very, very different to the DIY guys. And so it's opening up an entirely new market for you as well. It is impacting people at scale. The third reason that I think that online courses are not passive income but are amazing and the bomb diggity is because, and this is just my own personal preference, but I'll go through my justification and reasoning for it, is that it allows you to work your way, right? So it allows you to work in the way that you want to without being a slave to your calendar. So for me personally, I am an extroverted introvert. I really get my energy from being by myself, even though a lot of the time people would never know that. I seem very outgoing a lot of the time, is the feedback that I get from people. I don't know if that's true. But I also, you know, I suffer from anxiety. Like life isn't always easy for me when I'm forced into daily social interactions. And I used to find it very, very draining to be going from, you know, one one-to-one meeting to another. It would really kind of drain my energy. And it actually took me years to discover that about myself. And so one thing that online courses has given me, and this is really about self-awareness, is a blank calendar, right? So the time and space to be creative and to set my own schedule without catering to the whims of 10 bosses, aka clients, right? So do I still need to be visible? Yes, I do, right? Courses don't sell themselves. You still need to be visible and you either need to do that with your time. So me recording this podcast right now, for example, or you need to do it with your money by paying for things like advertising. But you can do it in a way that best serves your personality. So I can podcast instead of being on videos all day. That serves me, and I have the self-awareness to know that, but it still works for me, right? I can launch and just be super visible a couple of times a year instead of like back-to-back meetings that were constantly draining my energy. I can do it all from home, which really lights me up as opposed to going into an office every day. Is everyone the same? No, some people absolutely thrive on social interaction, and I think they call them extroverts, right? I don't know who these people are. But, you know, if that's you and if that's the case, you know, maybe a client-focused business is for you, or maybe a course business is for you, but you can do it in a completely different way that suits you and your personality. And that is what I think an online course gives you. I think if you're self-aware enough to know what it is that you want, then you can design your course business in a way that suits you. And I think that that is so, so, so powerful. And it's something that, you know, people talk about, you know, the income that you make from online course and all of those sorts of things. But for me, that in itself, the ability to design my days, because your days make up your life at the end of the day, weird, is huge, right? So to sum all of it up, I have given you three reasons why online courses are not passive income and why I think they're awesome anyway. So inside of Launchpad, we teach you how to create, launch, and scale an online course. And I really just want to put it out there, right? So it's not easy. It won't happen overnight. But if you can commit to 5 hours a week and you're committed to blocking that time out on your calendar and is more, great. Yes, absolutely. If you've got more time, we will take that time, right? But if you can commit to a body of time, because the work doesn't do itself, and you can commit to it as strictly as you would your client work, right? It is absolutely possible for you to have all of the awesome benefits that come with a successful online course. Now, you've got to want it. You've got to be driven, right? So remember that feeling when you first started your business, right? That business that you've grown for yourself, that just didn't happen out of nowhere, right? It doesn't just kind of flourish from the air. You've got to want it. You've got to be driven. You've got to complete more than you complain. You've got to have a sense of radical self responsibility, right? And I think that this is something that isn't talked about enough, and maybe that is a podcast for another day. You know, if you feel like you need accountability, we give you that inside of Launchpad in the form of you will set your own June dates, we will follow up with you, we will critique your work, etc. But you need to come to the party with a sense of personal responsibility as well, and you need to show up for it, right? Show up for your dreams. Show up for what it is that you really want. Don't just go along every day and keep doing the same thing that you've been doing the whole way along and wondering why things aren't going to change, right? So if those things are true for you, if you're kind of like, yeah, I think that's me, and you kind of want to build a business that will afford you leveraged income in the future, I'd love to see your application for Launchpad. And if you're thinking, you know, I might do it in 6 months or 12 months, then now is the time to do it, right? Because it's not going to happen straight away. You need to plant the seed. It's like you know, plant the seed and you start watering it and you commit a little bit of time every week to getting it done, to getting it done, to getting it done. And then you'll look forward in 6 months or 12 months because so much can happen in a year and you'll be like, oh, I'm so proud of myself for making that decision when I did, right? But just don't mention passive income on your application form. All right, guys, that is it for me for this week. It's all about choosing your hard. You have to choose what it is for you, whether it's going to be continuing on the service work cycle or starting to plant the seed to have that leveraged income later on. See you next week. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you've made it this far, hopefully it means you've liked it. Make sure you hit subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes and leave me a quick rating and a review while you're there. I would be so, so grateful. Want to say hi? Head over to Instagram @StevieSaysSocial and send me a DM. Till next time.